Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise's place where Allah's pleasure resides. Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and مرحبا to another episode of the series Every Companion is Destined for Paradise. Subhanallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the biography of a great Sahabiya, subhanallah. She is Ummul Mu'mineen, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But before that, let's begin with the recitation of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, as we are discussing the biography of Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was she, subhanallah? As we know, there are certain individuals who embrace Islam at different stages of their life. And when it comes to the very first Muslims, subhanallah, the first among men was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to embrace the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one among the children was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The one amongst the slaves was Sayyidina Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the one amongst the females was Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha to first embrace Islam, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, she was that fortunate sahabiya who embraced Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she was really and deeply moved by the noble personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she felt compelled. On her own, voluntarily, she had embraced the beautiful deen of Islam. Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, what a beautiful thing it is to be the first Muslim.
Subhanallah.
We don't know how many billionth or trillionth of the number we are.
Allah.
And she was the first to embrace Islam.
That's a very, very big thing.
And she was the one who supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam morally. She supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with her wealth, supported Islam. Allahu Akbar. And she was the one who gave birth to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, besides Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, all the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were born through Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And she was that great woman, Sayyidi, that noble Ummul Mu'mineen, subhanallah, who would support Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam morally to an extent. When the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the cave of Hira, she would bring food for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go there and stay there for days. And while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to the cave of Hira, and he would stay there for days at times, and she would take the food items and provision for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he got hungry, he would eat from that food. And it was during this time when Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam came and met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave of Hira. And when this happened, when Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a revelation, after that he came home. He came home, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was feeling cold. And he was shivering, and he asked Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha to cover him. And he would say to her, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. It is mentioned the words of the hadith, words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she would cover him and she would comfort him, subhanallah. Allah. Look at what great support she had given to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And
What an obedient wife she was to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to take care of him, to look after him. So what a great support she was to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how they came together, subhanAllah. She was so impressed by the honesty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by his character, and she also saw something that captivated her. What happened during the youth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she wanted someone to go and take care of her business, and she employed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the goods, she entrusted him to take the goods, and she also accompanied her slave Maysara, who would accompany Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey. And when they were on this journey, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on this business trip, it was
right,
and he sold the goods, and there was great profit in it. Alhamdulillah, he made a good profit for her. And when he was coming back, then as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming back, she was elevated place, and where she saw the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming, she spotted him. And she noticed that there was a cloud providing shade for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when she saw this, she was really moved by it. No, he is not an ordinary individual, subhanallah. And then she was greatly impressed. And when Maysara came, she took the report from him. He reported to her, because he was her slave. So he reported to her and mentioned all the amazing things regarding the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she got even more impressed. And she had this yearning and this desire to marry him. Subhanallah. And then what happened was Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, and she used to get many proposals. She was a widow, and she would get many proposals. And subhanAllah, she was known as Tahira, as pure. And she was very beautiful and highly respected in the Arab community. And she was rich, as we all know. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted and blessed her. So she then sent the proposal through some relatives to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that she is interested in marrying the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed to this proposal. She was at that time at the age of 40, while the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was at the age of 25. So this was the scenario in which the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married for the first time. And mashallah, who was the one who read the khutbah of nikah? It was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, who read the khutbah of the nikah when they got married. And the first revelation came. After that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be worried, and she was also worried about him. Right. And she said, no, this is not no ordinary event. Then she took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by her paternal cousin, Waraqa bin Nawfal. Now, who was this individual, Waraqa bin Nawfal? He was the one who was well versed in the previous scriptures. Subhanallah. He had great knowledge about the religion. And then he mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that people will oppose you, and there will be a time when you will be forced to migrate. I wish that I live to see that day.
Allah.
He was in his old age, so he expressed his desire that he would wish that he lived to see that day when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaims his prophethood. So this was the first instance. And after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he announced his prophethood at the age of 40. Subhanallah. And when he announced his prophethood, the first man to embrace Islam, to accept the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of Islam, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The first slave was Sayyidina Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The first child was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the first female was none other than Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, Munasab, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, such a blessed woman, so much of qualities and characteristics in her. As you've mentioned, you know, she was wealthy, she was modest, and together with all of that, she was also a tradeswoman as well. And what we see, you know, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about her, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, he told her that I have not found a better wife than Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he says that when everyone rejected me, she was the one that believed in me. And when everyone denied me, then she bore witness to me. And when no one was ready to give me anything, then she was the one that gave me everything. She, whatever she had, she gave it to me. And from her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me children. And you know what, her rank is so high that one day Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives salam to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So from this we see about the high maqam of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And that's why, you know, it's so important that especially the women folk, they should read on the biography and the lifestyle of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Because if we read her seerah, we see that she was a wealthy woman. She came from a very noble background, from a very noble family. And if she wanted, she could have lived a life of luxury. She could have lived a life of comfort. I mean, because she was doing business. So what's important here is, you know, that yes, she was rich, she was wealthy. But when it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to Islam, when it came to the deen, then she didn't worry about luxury, she didn't worry about comfort, she didn't worry about what tasty food I'm going to eat, nothing. She sacrificed all of that, all for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine, you know, if our woman folk can have this mindset and adopt and copy-paste the character of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, how beautiful it would be.
Definitely. Especially you've mentioned our women folk, if they could actually, you know, try to emulate the character of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, how beautiful that would be. Every home will be like so peaceful, subhanallah. And what a great daughter-in-law she made. We can gauge from this incident that once the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyida Halima Saadiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she approached the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Makkah Mukarramah, and there was a time of drought in the locality where Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha came from. So there was a lot of drought and a lot of cattle, due to the thirst, they died. And at that time, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had just married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then discussed this matter with Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And now who would be Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha to the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She would be the daughter-in-law in a way. Right. Subhanallah. So she, what she did? She then presented 40 goats and a camel to Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah.
The generosity was on this level.
Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. The more we can say, the less it will be, inshallah, azza wa jal. For now, we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam, a naat in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, we'll return and continue forward with our today's discussion. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Phir azm Madina gaye, phir azm Madina gaye, tayyar safina gaye, tayyar safina gaye. Allah ki rahmat se phir azm Madina gaye, Allah ki rahmat se phir azm Madina gaye. Chand ashq nadamat ke hai zaad safar mera, chand ashq nadamat ke hai zaad safar mera, palle mein ibadat
کا کوئی نہ خزینہ ہے پلے، بے عبادت کا کوئی نہ خزینہ ہے، ہیر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے،
تیار سفینہ ہے، تیار سفینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے،
گوراہ مدینہ پر میں چل تو پڑا ہوں، پر گوراہ مدینہ پر میں چل تو پڑا ہوں، پر افسوس سلیقہ ہے کوئی نہ قرینہ ہے، افسوس سلیقہ ہے کوئی نہ قرینہ ہے، ہیر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے،
تیار سفینہ ہے، تیار سفینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے،
ہر دم میرے ہونٹوں پر بس ذکر مدینہ ہو، ہر دم میرے ہونٹوں پر بس ذکر مدینہ ہو، یہ میری تمنا اے سلطان مدینہ ہے، یہ میری تمنا اے سلطان مدینہ ہے، ہیر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے،
تیار سفینہ ہے، تیار سفینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے،
غم میٹھے مدینے کا اے کاش کے مل جائے، غم میٹھے مدینے کا اے کاش کے مل جائے،
اے کاش کے مل جائے،
ارمان یہی دل میں اے شاہ مدینہ ہے، ارمان یہی دل میں اے شاہ مدینہ ہے، ہیر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے،
تیار سفینہ ہے، تیار سفینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے،
روتا ہوا پہنچا تھا، روتا ہوا لوٹا تھا، روتا ہوا پہنچا تھا، روتا ہوا لوٹا تھا،
لوٹا تھا،
ہے وصل کی دو گھڑیاں پھر ہجر مدینہ ہے، ہے وصل کی دو گھڑیاں پھر ہجر مدینہ ہے، ہیر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے،
تیار سفینہ ہے، تیار سفینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے،
عطار کو گر تو بھی ٹھکرا دے کہاں جائے، عطار کو گر تو بھی ارادے کہا جائے, تیرا ہے یہ تیرا ہے گو لاکھ کمینا ہے, تیرا ہے یہ تیرا ہے گو لاکھ کمینا ہے, عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے,
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے,
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز, سبحان اللہ, وی آر لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل اینڈ میلوڈیس کلام ان دا پریز آف حبیب المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ ناؤ دیٹ وی آر بیک اینڈ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی بایوگرافی آف دس گریٹ صحابی, اینڈ ایوری صحابی از ڈیسٹنڈ فار پیراڈائز, سبحان اللہ, اینڈ دیرفور وی سے ہر صحابی نبی جنتی جنتی, سبحان اللہ. اینڈ سیدہ خدیجہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ڈیفینیٹلی بینگ ام المؤمنین, بینگ دا فرسٹ بلیور, سبحان اللہ, امنگ ویمن فوک, اینڈ بینگ دا بلیوڈ وائف آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دی مدر آف دی لیڈر آف دا ویمن فوک آف جنہ سیدہ فاطمہ زہرا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, ہاؤ کین شی ناٹ بی جنتی, سبحان اللہ. سو ہر نیم, اینڈ اٹ کمس ٹو ہر نیم, ایکچوئل نیم, ہر نیم واز خدیجہ, دس واز ہر ایکچوئل نیم, اینڈ ہر فادرز نیم واز خویلد, دیٹس وائی وی سے سیدہ خدیجہ بنتی خویلد رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, اینڈ ہر مدرز نیم از فاطمہ. Regarding her lineage, she radiallahu ta'ala anha had the honor that her lineage connects with that of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with fewer relations than the other blessed wives, Allahu Akbar. Her filial appellation was Ummul Qasim. Sayyidina Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also known as Abul Qasim. Subhanallah. So she was the mother of Qasim, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the father of Sayyidina Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She has many titles, and inshallah we should know some of the titles. The most famous title is Al-Kubra. That's why we say Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this was so frequently used that it seemed as if it had been a part of her name, subhanallah. Another famous title is Tahira. And she radiallahu ta'ala anha used to be called Tahira even in the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. Furthermore, she radiallahu ta'ala anha was called Sayyidatu Quraysh, the leader of women of Quraysh, subhanallah. And similarly, Siddiqa is also her title as well, subhanallah. It has been narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Hadihi Siddiqatu Ummati, she is the Siddiqa, the truthful person, the truthful woman of my ummah, subhanallah. And do we know how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remember her? Allahu Akbar. And sometimes when the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would slaughter an animal, and he would then take the meat of those animals and he would distribute it among the friends of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah, due to his love for Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So do we see how close was the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha.
Subhanallah, Muhasab, you know, that was the beautiful character of Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And also one important aspect we see when we read her seerah is her compassion. The compassion that she had towards others. She would actually give money to those who do not have much. She would give them money in order to help them. And this, you know, quality of compassion is so important that Sayyida Khadija Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha is teaching each and every one of us to be compassionate towards each other. I mean, she played her role as a woman perfectly within the boundaries of Sharia. She played her role as a wife perfectly within the boundaries of Sharia. Because Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she also had this quality of empathy within her. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to her with all of the insults that he was getting from the kuffar, she understood that pain. But together with just understanding that pain, she felt that pain which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going through. So we see that as a wife, she played her role so perfectly well. So a lesson that, you know, a woman folk can gain from this is that the qualities of sympathy and empathy, being compassionate, being loving, affectionate, all of this is very, very important for them to have. If a woman has to fit all of this into her life, you know, we would not be getting so much issues of divorce, fights, arguments, like really, really high level fights, arguments, that stuff. All of this will be diminished. All of this will be ended just because of simply taking Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha as a role model. Instead of looking at that celebrity and instead of looking at this person and that person to take as my role model and seeing, oh, she's dressing up like this, her hair is like that, and her makeup is like this. If we, you know, have to look to these kind of personalities as a role model, then what are we going to expect in that household? You know, that would be, you'd have a trophy just there, but it wouldn't make a home. On the other hand, when you take Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha as a role model, then she would teach you how to be modest. She would teach you how to be loving to your husband. She would teach you how to have empathy, how to have sympathy. She would also teach you how to do trade as a woman. You know, because women, they can't just go out like that with their hair all open and then go in and do business. Of course, there are rules in place, you know. But Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, together with doing business, she still protected her modesty. She still protected her chastity, which is why, you know, she is famously known as Tahira. You know, she is known as Siddiqa. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and he said that Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is the Siddiqa of my ummah.
Subhanallah. So one great quality that motivated actually Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, and this is the message for our youth out there who are looking into potential pairs and you know, looking into getting married and getting proposals or sending proposal or so on and so forth. What is it that we should be looking at? Did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam look at her wealth? No, he looked at that aspect that she was pure. She was truthful, she was honest, subhanAllah, and she was dignified, Allahu Akbar. And that's what motivated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What motivated Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha to marry Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She had all the reports from Maysara that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to trade, but he was truthful, he was honest. Yes. He got such a dignified manner, subhanAllah. He is such an authentic person and he has such a wonderful personality. Allahu Akbar.
Also, Murasab, you know, we see that she was very she was a very educated woman as well. You know, and when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say that when Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha approaches you, then give her the salam of your Rabb. To this, she didn't say alayhi salam. She didn't say that. She said Allah is salam. And this is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this we see how intelligent she was, you know, and her educational skills, all of this plays such an important role in the life of a woman, not only for a man, you know, it's also for a woman. Yes. To seek knowledge as well.
Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidi, she was such a great support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have to look at it from that angle as well.
Right.
I mean, how she aided Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam was in its infancy, we can say.
Yeah.
And she was the first woman to embrace Islam, plus help the cause of Islam.
Subhanallah.
Whenever the kuffar, they would taunt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would call him names and they would hurl stones at him, they would hurt him, she would go and comfort him.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam can continue on this mission of Islam and in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, you know, you go through all that difficulty and you have no one. How Allah. Then it makes it even more difficult.
Yeah.
You have no support structure.
Yeah.
You have nobody at home that supports you actually. And she was that support for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how much he appreciated her even after her demise, subhanallah, that he still remembered her. He would, whenever he would, he would slaughter an animal, he would send it, some of it, to the friends of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, just for that sake of that mahabba that was there. And mashallah, this again teaches us to not forget those who are with you, who are your companions on this journey, subhanallah. And it is again a motivation to stick and to persevere through the rough patches of life. I mean, she wasn't the kind of wife who wanted to leave because of all these difficulties.
Yes.
But she stuck. She was there. She never abandoned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a wife, now we're saying. Nowadays, we see so many cases that if the husband is going through some difficulties, the wives would say, no, it's so difficult, you know, to stay with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And she never did that. Mm-hmm. She never even thought of it, subhanallah. And she sacrificed so much for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was appreciated by Allah and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How was it appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending salam to her.
Allahu
Akbar. And how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would appreciate her. He would appreciate her, subhanallah. And he would remember her. He would even mention her from time to time. And when Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was greatly saddened by it. And that year in the history of Islam is known as Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow. Allahu Akbar. She meant that much. She meant so deeply to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower her in His mercy, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Inshallah, until next time, we are going to mention yet another great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the next episode. So for that, stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise, is placed where Allah's pleasure resides. Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.